بسم الله، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. If you've ever been to the masjid and heard a great lecture, a lecture that inspired you, made your iman go up, usually what happens after that is that you leave the masjid and your iman goes down. You don't feel that same motivation. So then you ask yourself later, maybe a day or two later, how do I increase my iman? How do I make it go back to that same height and that same level? So what do? So you might open the Quran and recite, maybe do some dhikr, but usually people, they're not very creative in how they do that. So what I did is look into the Quran to try to find out how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advise us and guide us on how to increase our iman. And alhamdulillah, what's really beautiful is that in certain verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the exact recipe on how to do that. So to give you an example of one of those verses and one of those surahs, in Surah Al-Mu'minun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us how the believers are successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, that successful are the believers. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ, those who have khushu', who have their concentration in prayer. So that gives you a glimpse that one of the ways to increase your iman is to go to prayer with concentration. So I took this list of different ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us consistently throughout the Quran how to increase our iman, and I made something called a heart wheel. Now this heart wheel, and you have links for it on, you know, what it looks like, it's basically a wheel that has 8 slices to it. And each slice has some good deed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that this is a good deed that will make your iman increase. And so just like people say that which is measured increases, what I want you to do inshallah ta'ala in preparation for your hajj is get ready from now, get your heart ready for hajj. One of the nicknames I gave hajj is, hajj is a journey of hearts. Because with all the people that I've seen who have gone for hajj, many of them, you know, some of them have their hearts totally ready. They've been preparing for this hajj, you know, their whole life they've been saving up, and their hearts are ready for the hajj. And then you have other people who, you know, they just got the ticket the day before, they hop on an airplane, and they're there for hajj, and you can sense that their heart isn't ready for that hajj. So the question is, for you now, how do you prepare for your hajj? How you're going to do it is, number one, you have to measure your heart and where you stand at the moment. Right? You're going to measure how are you doing in comparison to these 8 specific good deeds that you should be working on. And then for the next 10 days, inshallah ta'ala, you're going to work and be specific on focusing on each of these categories so that inshallah ta'ala, in only these 10 days, your iman should increase dramatically. And now this is, you know, it's still some time before hajj begins. After you get used to doing these good deeds and knowing how to focus on them, when you go for hajj inshallah ta'ala, at any time if you feel that you want to increase your iman or you need something to do to boost your iman, all you have to do is pull out this heart wheel inshallah ta'ala and fill it up. So this is how it works. You can click on the link and see what the heart wheel looks like. It basically has 8 categories. On one slice of the wheel, it'll say something like chastity or dhikr chunks or salawat concentration. So let's take one of those chunks and I'll explain it for you. Something like salawat concentration. On a scale of 0 to 10, where do you stand with regards to salawat concentration? You might say, okay, do I concentrate in salawat? When was the last time you concentrated in salawat? Oh, a long time ago. Okay, so maybe you're not that high up, or maybe you are. Maybe you're very focused on your salawat. So let's say on a scale of 0 to 10, with regards to salawat concentration, you'd give yourself a 3. So from the middle of the circle, you want to color in 30% of that slice of the pie, 30% of that slice of the wheel. And then you go to the next section, it'll be something like chastity or night prayer or so on, and look at, let's say, night prayer. Do you pray night prayer? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks so often in the Quran about night prayer and how people should pray Qiyamul Layl and so on. Now, do you ever pray night prayer? You might say, no, I never pray that. So you might give yourself a 1 or a 0 or something like that. Or maybe you are consistent. Maybe every 2 weeks, maybe every month you've been doing it. So you give yourself a 6, a 7. So let's say you gave yourself a 6 or a 7. So 60% of that slice you would fill in. And then you would go around the circle doing that for each one. right? So this is your assignment. You're going to take the link that says Heart Wheel, and you're going to print out 10 copies of that. You're going to print out 10 copies, and you're going to measure yourself. You put day one today, and then after measuring yourself every single day, you're going to fill out this Heart Wheel for the next 10 days so that you have a picture of what your heart looks like. On the Heart Wheel, I'm going to go through each slice right now just so you understand what I'm talking about on each slice of the wheel. And then you're going to fill out on a scale of 0 to 10 how much you currently stand. And each day, you're going to measure yourself at the same time every day. Where do you stand on the wheel? So on the wheel, you'll have a slice that says Salah with concentration. So we're not talking about Salah and praying on time and so on, but your Salah with concentration. How well are you concentrating in Salah? And so on a scale of 0 to 10, let's say if you have tried to memorize some of the verses that you're reciting in the Quran and you're paying attention, you might give yourself, say, an 8 or 9. And if you're not praying with concentration currently, you might give yourself, say, a 1 or a 2 or so on. The next slice in the wheel is something I call dhikr chunks. Time, chunks of the day in which you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that might be, for example, after prayers. After Salah, do you sit down and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Maybe you're consistent in that and you're doing good with that, so maybe give yourself a 6 or 7 on that. Maybe there's times of the day, maybe after Asr, after Fajr, when you sit down and you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You might give yourself higher marks for that as well, an 8 or a 9 or something like that. Or maybe after prayer, you know, after you finish your salah, you just immediately jump up and you're one away, you're not even doing your dhikr, you're not even remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so you give yourself a 1 or a 2. So the percentage, you color in that much in that slice of the pie. The next one is chastity. And what's meant by chastity is how a person protects their modesty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who were successful and those who entered paradise were those who protected their private parts, those who were modest, those who were chaste. So on a scale of 0 to 10, how modest are you in your life and how much do you protect your chastity? Do you mix with the opposite gender a lot, or do you protect your chastity and so on? And you know best of what your scale is on a 0 to 10 scale. The next one is night prayer. And with regards to night prayer, how often or do you even pray the night prayer? So for a lot of people, they might actually not be praying their night prayer. So you give yourself a 1 or a 0, and maybe you are starting to get a little consistent with the night prayer, give yourself a 6, give yourself a 7, and then start filling out 60%, 70% based on the number that you gave yourself. The next one is upright character. The people who go to paradise are those closest to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in paradise are those who have the most noblest of character, an upright character. So on a scale of 0 to 10, how's your character with the people? Do you treat people kindly and generously, and you're kind with your parents and so on and so forth? So mark yourself on a scale of 0 to 10 with regards to upright character. The sixth slice is about avoiding distractions. Distractions, there's so many distractions in your life, such as wasting time on the internet or just sitting around reading useless books or watching TV or something like that. Those who entered paradise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they avoided distractions. So on a scale of 0 to 10, how good are you at avoiding distractions? So if you spend your time very wisely, then you give yourself a high mark. You're very good at avoiding distractions, 80% or so on, you fill that in. If maybe your whole life is kind of indulged in distractions, then you would give yourself a lower mark on this one, 1, 2, something like that. The seventh slice is with regards to sadaqah. On a scale of 0 to 10, how often do you give sadaqah daily? And sadaqah doesn't necessarily have to be with your money. It could be with time. Maybe you're volunteering with your time or so on. Or, you know, you're smiling in the face of your brothers, smiling in the face of your sisters. That's sadaqah as well. How often do you give your sadaqah? And then rate yourself on a scale of 0 to 10 and fill that in. The last slice is in regards to fasting. With regards to fasting, do you fast Mondays and Thursdays, 3 days of the month? How often do you fast and so on in your connection with the fasting? And then mark yourself on a scale of 0 to 10. Inshallah ta'ala, you'll do this now, and it's not uncommon to find that you have very low marks on each of these categories. And like I said, because a lot of people, they don't measure these things and they don't know how to move forward in their iman, So don't worry if you get low marks on it now. Inshallah ta'ala, you'll have some goals for the next 10 days on focusing on each of these slices. And inshallah ta'ala, within the next 10 days, you'll find your iman. Once you start focusing on all these different categories, you'll find your iman increasing significantly and significantly. With best wishes to see you have an accepted hajj, inshallah ta'ala. This is Muhammad al-Sharif for Hajj Coach. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.